Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply, that's life. That's life. Oftentimes, when you hear that phrase, it's typically describing something negative that has happened, and people will summarize it and say, well, that's life. They typically will use that phrase to characterize some disappointment that they may have suffered. But if you ask someone specifically, in fact, ask 5 or 10 people, what is life, you may get 5 or 10 different answers, because everyone seems to have a different concept of what life really is. Remember, Jesus tried to clarify it and did a great job, of course, of doing so in John 10:10, when he says, I have come that they might have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Then we discover in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. My friends, there'll be many people that we come in contact with who really want to know how to access the good life. They want to find out what life really is, and I submit to you that it's 4 things, and we get those 4 things from God. First of all, my friends, life is love. Yes, you're not going to meet anybody. You're not going to come in contact with any person, no matter what their age, no matter what their background, no matter what their religion, who doesn't want to be loved. We all want it. We want it from everybody we come in contact with. That's why we have play sisters and play brothers and adopted nieces and play aunties and uncles, all because when we love someone, we want them to be a part of our family. Well, think about it. The same thing holds true as it is in our relationship with Christ, because we discover in 1 John 3:1, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Then we discover in Galatians 4:5 that we have received the adoption of sons. Yes, God's made us his sons and his daughters. He has adopted us. Yes, my friends and neighbors, you know what the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. My friends, God shows us his love, and when the love of God shines through us, it attracts everybody that's around us, because everyone wants to be loved, and there is no greater love than the love of God. Then the other thing, my friends and neighbors, everybody wants to be inspired. That's the I in our life acronym. Everyone wants to be inspired. Think about it. People go to church Sunday after Sunday because they want inspiration. People read books to achieve inspiration. You can have a football team in the professional ranks, and it can be a rough game, and at halftime, someone will come in there and give them a motivational speech because they know they need that inspiration. Well, the word inspiration, you won't find it in the King James Version of the Bible. They didn't use that word back then. They used another word called edify. That's a word that says build somebody else up. Think about it. We can edify or we can destroy, which is to tear somebody else down. When was the last time you built somebody up? The Bible said, let us therefore follow after things which makes for peace, and the things wherewith we may edify another, in Romans 4:19. Then in 1 Thessalonians 5:11, we see that we should comfort ourselves together and edify one another. Yes, my friends, we should spend our time building people up. That's life. We should build them up, not pull them down. Build them up and make them feel better about themselves, about the relationship they have with their God, about the hopes and dreams that they have. We should build them up. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to find 3 people today that you will commit to building up. Just say something good, something encouraging. Forward them the Wow Factor. Whatever you've got to do, make sure that you do something to build up people today. That F in our life acronym reminds us that everybody is looking for freedom. Yes, they want freedom in every aspect. I don't necessarily mean today we don't have slavery, obviously, in America. However, there are still people who are in bondage. Some are searching for financial freedom, some for emotional freedom, some for intellectual freedom. You name it. People want to go where they want to go, do what they want to do. Some are looking for freedom to go from an apartment to a house. Some are looking to go from a house to a mansion. Everybody has some level of freedom that they're searching for, and guess what? God has the formula. We discover it in John 8 and 31 and 32 when Jesus says, "If you continue in my word, then we are his disciples indeed, and we will know the truth, and the truth will make us free." Yes, my friends and neighbors, by continuing in the word of God, we learn enough to become free indeed. Then the Bible says it in John 8, 36, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, we shall be free indeed." Yes, everybody's looking for freedom, my friends, and I can say that many times they're looking for freedom in all the wrong places. You can see shows on television that'll make you think someone is free. Well, it's not just the financial freedom. Remember, the Bible says we will be free indeed. That means free in every single aspect. Free from poverty, free from guilt, free from shame, free from depression, free from sadness, free from illness. The God that we serve makes us free. Finally, my friends, that I in our life acronym says everybody wants to be esteemed. They want to be respected. Remember when many years ago when Jesse Jackson had that famous speech and that said, "I am somebody"? It resonated because everyone wants to be respected. That's why positions and titles and responsibilities are so important to so many people. Rightfully so, because they want to be esteemed. But the way that we receive that is by our connectivity with God. Remember, the Bible says in Genesis 12 and 2 that God will make our names great and we will be a blessing. Yes, my friends and neighbors, God knows how to place our names in a great status with everybody we come in contact with. You see it in Proverbs 22 and 4. "By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life." Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can have the good life because it's grounded in a relationship with God. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.